The Object is Oppression by Christopher R. Standley. Can you smell the cracking gunpowder? Can you hear the bullets suspended in midair? And the bruised hearts grieving somewhere beyond those fields? Looking at this picture, I wonder if the men closed their eyes behind their blindfolds. I wonder where their bones now rest. I imagine the trees have long since been felled, and a thousand harvests have stripped the land of any pain. Yet here, in this room, they still hang in silent testimony, with nothing else to listen to but our hushed feet filing past. But I wonder if over the years they did hear something more. Passers-by talking idly to each other. What might they have said? I can imagine a little girl, no more than 10, with her hand pressed into her grandmother's, talking about her school day just 3 days before. "I still think it's unfair," she'd say. "I don't think I should have been kept behind when it was someone else talking." How would the grandmother answer? "We have all been there. It's a fact of life. I remember that happening to me." I've made her a little too dismissive, don't you think? Do the ends justify the means? Am I that Machiavellian? I turn back to the picture. If I were to name the painting, I'd call it Dangers of a Noun. It's not my idea. It's an idea that countless writers have had and which I have read again and again. Countless writers who in their own artistic way have already warned us silently on their pages about the harm of neatly categorizing the world into nouns. It's easy enough to demonstrate if you're not sure what I mean. Imagine, for instance, a migrant, a woman, an Austrian, or picture a primary school class, a group of Jews or gays. Consider the old now, the blind or the disabled. At what point did any individuals with a lifetime of experience emerge from a swirling shadow of bodies that all resided somewhere in your peripheral vision? All those men in the painting are blind to me. All have been reduced to a noun. Nouns that we can all too easily attribute adjectives to. The barbaric Frenchmen, the innocent Austrians. Seems bitter to think that if this scene was painted just 100 years later in France, we would have reversed those adjectives. It's so easy to judge. Looking at this painting, we will never see the hurt in these men's eyes. The artist decided to blind them. Yet, I do see the pain in people's eyes when I walk through the city. I work with words, and therefore I see the dangers in a noun. Do you?